Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Welcome to the Fat to Fit or Else podcast.
With me.
Where we talk about fitness, food, motivation, and general angry rants from the fat man himself, Stretch Roberts.
Yeah.
So get ready for all of the above with a side of bacon. Here is your host, Stretch.
Welcome to the Stretch Ries, Fat to Fit or Else. Oh, man, I am, I'm excited. I looked at it, and starting this week, I will work 4 days, and then next week, because I take off on Monday too, I will work 4 days, and then the next week is Labor Day weekend, and I will work four. So I'm going to do 3 weeks in a row of 4 day work week. That's sweet right there. That is freaking sweetness. I am pumped on that. Get in, get down. Even though I have to go to LAX on today, Monday, I will be at LAX, and that's never pleasant. I'm glad summer's over. It's not going to be so bad. But speaking of summer being over, this, back this up, set this down 3 weeks ago, it was, because it was, I was in Downey, and I had to go to CVS, which is my most cringeworthy spot that I go to. So I had to go to CVS, and I roll into CVS, and when I get there, 3 weeks ago, so 3 weeks ago was July. That was not August. It was July. And I go inside and I see, oh, there's Halloween stuff. A little early, but, you know, Halloween. And then there's a whole bunch of Thanksgiving stuff. And I'm like, it's way too early. Because I love Thanksgiving, my favorite holiday, because it's just about food. It's about, you get a day off of work. Most people get two, but I get one. And you eat. And you spend it with your family. It's freaking a great day. And you don't have to buy a ton of presents. It's awesome. I really, really like the Thanksgiving. But I have to say, man, that July, having Thanksgiving stuff, it's too soon. And I know we bitch about Christmas coming before Halloween because you know they'll make way. Halloween stuff, there will be a time here very soon, like September, the next couple of weeks, there will be a time that we will have Halloween, Thanksgiving, and Christmas stuff in the stores, and it's coming, and you know it's coming. But it's like, dude, relax. And I am not looking forward to this Christmas. I am at a weird spot. I mean, thank God for everything I got from people and from the Red Cross and a couple of charities here and there that really helped me just get my basics back on life. Because you don't realize when you lose your house, and you realize it little bits every day, that we had to replace everything. Like, for instance, I'm in the apartment and we had something and it needs batteries. Well, at home, I would go to my battery drawer, which has C batteries, D batteries, A batteries, AAA batteries, and it also has a ton of remote batteries for our cars, which are the like watch batteries, and I buy those in bulk. Used to have a place to put them. Now I don't have a place to put any of that. But I had that. And then tools, like every time I need a screwdriver, like I've got, it's back up to, you know, doable, everything that I have. But even today I had to go buy, I didn't have any AAAs, so I got a drawer going. I've got some batteries in it, but I didn't have AAAs. I needed some AAAs for a thing. And another thing, my wife and daughter are freaking, they're literally afraid of fire now. Like, they are afraid of fire. My wife's like, no candles. And we used to have candles all over the house in the Palisades. There were candles everywhere in there. My wife's like, I don't want any candles. I don't need fire. Like, what if it burns down? And I had bought a fake candle, which, by the way, is way better. It is, especially when you live with my wife, who has a tendency to leave candles on and under curtains and fun things like that. Battery-operated faux candles are the way to go. And they're wax, and they look like a real candle. They just have a little LED light that flickers inside and looks like a real flame. And that's what I was putting batteries in today. But I am seriously over. But, ooh, and on the CVS tip, I did go to the Palisades today, which is Sunday as I record this. And CVS was open. And what's weird is I hate CVS. It's the bane of my existence most of the days. But finding a store that's just been a staple in my life for the last 23 years that's been open, because all of our grocery stores are gone. Vons is still there, but it doesn't have anything in it. It's like a very limited selection. It's not a real grocery store anymore. That's there. Little things are opening, and it's really comforting. We've got a fence around our property now. As we approach, waiting on, for the permits and to get ready for construction. So that was cool. My wife and I went, and this will tell you how the people in that area feel, like what's going on. My wife and I are there. My wife's like, I want to put this a light up. She wants to put some decorate. It's your home, and you're attached to that piece of dirt. And we go and we clean it up, and I take a weed whacker and cut down stuff. Now it's got a fence around it. It's a little different. But anyhow, we go there and we're putting up the stuff my wife got you wanted to do. And I'm not going to ever say, no, that's stupid, because if it makes you feel better, let's go. We'll go do it. And we get there and we hear just NWA blasting. And it's playing loud, and it's unedited versions, uncensored version, and it's blasting. And then I hear bam, 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 and it's like pounding. And I'm like, what is going on? I look across, and I see a guy, and he's standing there, and he doesn't look like a construction worker. And he's got a sledgehammer, and he is taking down a beautiful rock wall, not a brick wall, but like it was part of their house that didn't burn because it was rock, but it was made by masons. Like, it's masonry work, really nice stuff. And he was just knocking it down. And then finally, my wife walked over there. I stayed over at our lot, and it was across the other side of Sunset, because back of my house faces Sunset. And my wife goes over there, and they were like, and it was a husband and wife, and they were like, yeah, no, we're just over here, like, just letting aggression out. They weren't doing that for any reason. That wall's going to have to come down for their rebuild. So they're mostly empty lots been picked up, but they didn't take that wall down, and they were just knocking that wall down and blasting rap music and just being angry. And that's totally okay and totally acceptable, but that's the kind of stuff you go through. I have weird times where I really miss it. I last week, for the first time since the fire, I passed the exit to come here and went like I was going home, and I'm not going to be home for a while. But that was weird. It actually made me happy. I was like, oh my god, I just spaced out and drove like I was going to the Palisades. So that was cool. But my wife is like, she still will just break down sobbing about everything. And today she was like, why do you think some days I'm fine and I'm really excited because we're making progress, and then there's other days I just cry? And I said, you're grieving. And she's like, well, what do you mean? I'm like, look up the 7 stages of grief. Our house died. Our city died. And you're grieving that. And that's what's what you're going through. And anyone who's lost someone, you grieve. It's incredibly similar to that in this situation. And it's weird. I mean, we're blessed we didn't lose anyone in the fire or any of our pets even, but that's what's happening. On the fitness tip, I am have not worked out because I'm fat. But I saw this. If you were old and fat like me, I found an article and it will tell you, and I mean old fat, like old. So you're not going to the gym and you're not, and don't get me wrong, I remember going to the gym and seeing 70, 80 year old people, and they're very, very common and normal. But this is like, you want to work out at home, you want to get some stuff. They say the number one thing you can get is resistant bands that have a handle on them. And you can get sets, so you can get like 10, 15, 20, 25, and 30-pound resistant bands. And then you stand on them, and you grab the handles, and you do curls and things like that. Really good. It is really good. If you're a dude especially, be incredibly careful. If you're standing on it, make sure you're really standing on it, because if it slips up, it's going to pop you right in the junk if you aren't standing on it properly. Those things are dangerous. But then number two, they say, are ankle weights. The number three thing you should have if you're fat and old. The only other thing is the under-desk elliptical machine. So if you're sitting watching TV, you can, you know, get some exercise on. That's not bad. So pretty good deal. And then if you want to go and get fancy, they say buy the dumbbell set and that sort of stuff. Full body stretch kit for the days you're in recovery, a foldable treadmill that you can keep in. This is all stuff for in your house. I have never seen this. A smart cardio fitness hula hoop. The Fit On Form hula hoop, an effective form of cardio that can help burn calories and build core strength. It consists of 24 detachable knots, which can be adjusted easily up to 47 inches. It's a hula hoop. Huh, that's weird. And then a Pilates bar, which is a lot of resistant bands, which is pretty cool. So Pilates is great. That's an amazing workout. And the mini fitness trampoline. My wife bought one of those, and it stayed in our house for about a week before it moved to our garage, where it was promptly killed in the fire. It was gone. Now, if you are a workout person, I've been this at points in my life where I went on vacation and bought a gym membership and worked out every single day I was on vacation. I've been that guy. And this is a hotel chain called Even Hotels. They have 26 locations in the United States, and every single room has fitness equipment in it. Now you're like, wait a minute, how are you got a guy dropping dumbbells on you? No, it has no dumbbells, but every room has like yoga mat, resistant bands, the big stretching ball, the foam rollers. It's got all that stuff. It also has a gym in it, but if you want to work out, you can get your little workout in your room. Or if you're working in your room, a lot of people, when they travel, you go back to your room and then you sit in there and you're working. You can, instead of sitting in the chair, you could sit on that that big fitness ball and do that. And it's good for your core and just do some different things. So that's pretty cool. I like that. That's neat, but do you want to use fitness equipment someone else has used? That's my big go. Like, you think sweat and nastiness and how do they clean it, and you know how hotels are. That's what really sticks in my head with that one. I can't get past it. Cannot get past it. Oh, boy, I am so excited. I'm giddy. I'm giddy because I'm getting ready to go 4-day weekend, be out to a 4-day weekend. I got a 4-day weekend, 4 days off. Oh, that would be good. More weird stretcharia psychic crap happened over the weekend. I had a dream about a friend of ours who I saw, a guy we were, more my brother's friend, but I hung out with him too a lot after high school, around high school and after high school. And I had a dream of him, and he was talking to me, and I didn't recognize him because he was so skinny. Like, you know, someone loses so much weight, you're like, whoa. But he was sick. He had cancer. And he was looking like he was, like, looking like he was dying. That's what he looked like to me. And I text my brother, and I'm like, hey, I had a dream about so-and-so last night, and they're sick and dying. And he said, call me. And I'm like, yeah. And he goes, yeah, he has cancer. I'm like, well, there you go. He didn't die in the dream. He was just, had lost a ton of weight and was going through treatment. So I don't know what it means. My brother goes, wow, he finally tonight was like, hey, something's up with these dreams you have and all this weird crap. And I was like, yeah, did you know about this one or this one? I started telling him some of the stories. And he's like, so when do you dream of the lotto numbers? I'm like, yeah, unfortunately, none of this is ever good. Every like psychic thing I have is always like something bad's going to happen or something bad is going on, like 98% of the time. And he goes, well, do me a favor. I don't have any dreams about me. I'm like, okay, great. Oh, gosh. Yeah, fun. Got to hang out with my boy, Icy Burger, my favorite dog. I love that dog. I love that dog so much. I really do. That is so therapeutic, having a dog that you, it's just, because dogs don't judge you. Dogs are never mad at you. Dogs are just unconditional love at all times. And just to have a creature on this earth that is, it literally lives for you. It's like, you are my reason for living. You are everything. And you see those posts on social media, and they're so true, where you're like, you know, you have a dog, and they're 10, 15 years of your life, typically, is the ballpark. But you're their entire life. You're their whole life. And that's the best life they could ever have, being with you. And it's just, oh, man, we don't deserve dogs, is what I've determined. They are too freaking cool. Let's get into a simple technique to get rid of stress. You got no workout. I don't know, you guys, I'm even having like anxiety lately where I wake up in the middle of the night. Sometimes I get up at 3 o'clock in the morning and I can't go back to sleep, and I'll do like my rosary or whatever, or turn on my TV or just sit there and not ever fall back to sleep because I'm just crap on my mind. By the way, you're not supposed to worry spiritually. You're not supposed to worry about things, but it is not easy to do. So in this story, we have a mental health expert who suggests release journaling as a healthy outlet for expressing difficult feelings. So if you're having some anxiety, my work really involves working with both dark and the light, she says. They say the learning practices that can help with challenging emotions like stress, anxiety, fear, worry, overwhelm. And she's saying to do a fear journal, inspired to put release journaling in her toolkit. A mind-body medical pioneer who believed that releasing repressed emotions from 20 minutes of nightly journaling could relieve chronic pain. So if you, I'm angry about this, or I'm sad about this, I'm overwhelmed by this, I'm stressed by this, would be the examples of how you do it. Now, here's the weird thing about journaling. You think, well, then your spouse finds it, and if you're just, and typically, we all have things that we, you know, that annoy us about someone, especially someone we live with, a spouse or a sibling or a parent or anyone. You're going to have the things they do that annoy you. And that's fine. And you kind of deal with them and you move on. And it's how we all live. But what if you picked up a little notebook and were like, what is this? And you're cleaning up and you read it and it's like, my husband is such an asshole. I can't. You'd be like, whoa. I'm kind of against this stress journaling. I understand it's releasing. I understand when I look at things and I write things down, I get the release of that. But it's when someone else looks at it is the problem. Yeah, so there we go. I had a fun little time making a keto dessert tonight. And I haven't even had it yet, but I got a gluten-free pecan pie crust already made. Bought it at the store. Bought it at Walmart, as a matter of fact. And then I filled it with sugar-free. So I got my sugar-free Cool Whip, which is my go-to sugar-free vanilla pudding. And then I took a can of pineapple chunks and blended them in my food processor. So they were just like almost like the texture of salsa. And then I put it in with the whipped cream and the vanilla pudding. And then I put it into the pie crust and let it set. I haven't tried it yet, but I did taste like you would call it the batter, I guess. And it just tasted more like vanilla pudding than anything, but you could taste the chunks of pineapple in it. Also put a little lemon juice in it too to hopefully tarten it up so it wasn't too sweet, because fake sugar stuff is sometimes super sweet. Like fake sugar is sweeter than real sugar, if that makes any freaking sense at all. 12 natural ways to improve erectile dysfunction. Yeah. Get with a younger, hotter male or female. I heard a comedian tell a joke. This is not my joke. And he said, yeah, they say Ozempic can cure erectile dysfunction. And they're like, how does that work? And he goes, well, my wife got on Ozempic and then my boner came back. It's not my joke, but I thought it was very funny. Here we go. Yeah. So they say they got Viagra. That's the thing. Erectile dysfunction isn't real anymore because there's Viagra and all those other pills that you can get and order online and everything else. They say you can get those, which is numero uno, or work out. So working out, getting your heart pumping is good for your boner. Lose your belly fat is good for your boner. Eat a Mediterranean-rich diet is good for your boner. Quit smoking, cut back on the booze, good for your boner. Sleep 8 hours a night, good for your boner. Chill out, don't be stressed, good for your boner. Try Kegels, the Kegel exercises. I thought those were for women, but apparently dudes can do them too. Look at your medicine cabinet. Certain medicines, including SSRI, blood pressure drugs, and antihistamines can tank your boner. Reduce your use of porn. Embrace the cold. They say cold showers, cold baths, cold plunge. Watch your nutrition. Turn feelings into firepower is number 12. There you go. Yeah, I'm not... Guys aren't good at that. That's a tough one for dudes. I'm going to use my feelings and I'm going to do this. Shut the F up. Oh, boy. You know what it is? It's Monday. It's Monday, and I'm going to get the F on out of here because I got no Fs to give. It's a short week. I probably will do a show Thursday night, so I'll probably have a bonus pod on Friday. I'm not going to leave you guys hanging. I will get that out of there. You guys go ahead and have a good week. You're not going to have a four-day weekend like I am. Sucks to be you. But, hey, at least your house didn't burn down. Look at it that way. All right, I will talk to you guys on Friday with the bonus pod. Till then, see ya.